2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Do as I say, not as I do, on full display again by Democrats who are demanding that you not only get vaccinated, but you also wear that mask, and we're going to force your kids to wear that mask as well. The feds want your school kids to be masked until everyone gets a vaccine around them, including their parents. The NIH boss, Francis Collins, had this to say about your kids and masking.
If Delta is as contagious as we now know it is, and we want to try to put an end to what is a very significant uptick right now, wearing masks if you're under 12 and can't be vaccinated when you're in school is a really smart thing to do. And I know it's tiresome and kids and their parents are sick of it.
Yeah, I know you're sick of it, but you got to do it. Now, this comes after D.C.'s mayor has come out and she's angry that people aren't getting masks. That's right. The D.C. mayor has come out saying we got to do these mask mandates again, right? We're gonna do what they're doing, you know, out there in the Capitol, right? We're gonna mandate this stuff again. So the D.C. mayor says this, and then immediately she goes maskless. That's right. The D.C. mayor, Bowser, you know, the same woman that allowed for the historic church to be burned across the street from the White House, the same woman who has renamed the square Black Lives Matter Square and has defunded the police. She came out and was angry about people not wearing their masks. Angry. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee slammed the D.C. mayor, Bowser, for going maskless at a weekend wedding despite her new mask mandate.
And that's the problem. It's, as Steve mentioned a moment ago, rules for thee, but not for me. They've all been to Gavin's Garden of Gas Bag Government out in California. He was the first to really just show what hypocrisy rules among some of these left-wing politicians who want to impose standards for other people. Remember, he famously went out to the French Laundry restaurant during the time that he had closed all the restaurants down, told everybody to wear a mask, not go anywhere. He took his mask off, part partied hard with some lobbyists at the French Laundry. And I'll tell you, I was just in California last week. I think the voters are going to send him to the cleaners. And Muriel Bowser is another example of asking others to do what she's unwilling to do. And rule one of leadership, never ask others to do what you're unwilling to do.
Governor Huckabee, by the way, absolutely right, slamming the D.C. mayor just hours after she updated her mask mandate. She is out there at a wedding. Somebody at that wedding took her picture of her not wearing a mask for an extended period of time in a closed environment, sitting at a table with other individuals. But you're supposed to follow and do exactly what they tell you you're supposed to do. And if you think that's not enough to get your attention, Governor Cuomo now has come out telling private businesses, it's time for you to go vaccine only. And anyone that's not vaccinated, don't let them in your business.
Private businesses, I am asking them and suggesting to them, go to vaccine only admission. Go to vaccine only admission. We did this, Radio City Music Hall, months ago. Reopened, vaccine only. Sold out all the shows. Sports arenas, they went up to about 90% vaccine only. Private businesses, bars, restaurants, go to a vaccine only admission. I believe it's in your best business interest.
Yeah, so that, and of course, you should do it because I believe, as the governor, that this is in your best interest to do this. Schools need to reopen. The harm we're doing to our children is just immense, another said today on TV. But you got to put the mask on if we're going to do it. Yes, put the mask on, and then it will work to your advantage. Now, if you want to know if Democrats are going to follow their own rules, I just gave you two examples of them not. Let me give you another one. You know that guy, former president of the United States of America, who could really do a lot of outreach to the minority community who are not getting vaccinated, have very low vaccination numbers? A guy by the name of Barack Obama, Michelle Obama. You would think, right, they would just go out there and they would help out a little bit, right? Help out. Guess what they're doing? They've decided they're going to have a big birthday bash. Forget the rules. Barack Obama is planning a monster 60th birthday bash at Martha's Vineyard. Former president set aside ongoing concerns over large events during the coronavirus pandemic to push ahead with plans to throw a massive outdoor party on Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts next weekend to mark his 60th birthday. Sources have said that hundreds of guests are expected to be in attendance Saturday to fill Obama's nearly 30-acre estate. All will be asked to be vaccinated while a COVID coordinator will be on hand to make sure protocols are followed, quote, for invitees. A source also said negative coronavirus tests are required for every guest, but didn't get details on just how that would be policed. It's going to be big, one source told The Hill. The size of the party has raised concerns as the Delta coronavirus variant continues to swirl, particularly due to the recent breakthrough cases in a nearby area by Martha's Vineyard, Provincetown. Their breakthrough cases actually helped shape the Centers for Disease Control mask guidance. The party was first mooted last month, but now looks to be firmly going ahead with it, whether there's a threat of Delta or not. Because remember, you get to do what you want to do when you're in charge as a Democrat, and you have to shut up if you're one of the peons, and we'll even tell you how to run your business. I laugh because the Obama example is just the perfect one. We're now being told more than 700 attendees will show up for the 60th birthday. Now, none of the people lecturing you about masks, and we're all in this together, and lockdowns have to make a single adjustment to their lives, none of them are taking their own advice. This pandemic clearly has a group of individuals that are the haves, right? These people like Obama and their 700 friends, and the have-nots, the average peons in America.
Here's the thing, right? She wasn't actually, as far as we know, violating the new rules, correct?
I think that that is fair to say, but I think it might also be about, is she violating the spirit of it? I don't know. What do you think?
I get it. Well, it's hard for me to remember what we're all supposed to be angry about, because it wasn't that long ago We were criticizing politicians for wearing masks still, where the science was telling them, oh, they didn't need to be. You know, we kept on asking the White House, why is Joe Biden still wearing a mask when the mask guidance, you know, has changed? And now, of course, we're saying she should be wearing a mask even though she was still following the guidance. Look, I get it. If you're a politician, you don't want a picture that raises questions. That's bad politics. The question is, you know, whether or not she did anything functionally, policy-wise, wrong. And I don't know. I mean, I guess it really depends on if she was eating or drinking at the time she was photographed not wearing a mask.
Yeah, I mean, I look at the photo and I see it seems like it could be during the toast, right? Everyone's heads are pointed in a certain direction. It seems like maybe they are listening to someone, is what it appears to me. I do wonder, for a politician like Mayor Bowser, if it's just better to, you know, err on the side of being conservative when it comes to mask use, you know, considering her constituency here in D.C. and that, you know, D.C. actually is qualifying as a bit of a hot spot right now. It's a bit of an accelerated caseload.
I get it.
I love this. They're like, well, maybe it was the toast. Maybe she technically didn't violate her own order. Maybe it was just a moment when the picture was taken when they were doing X, Y, or Z.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids
and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
and then you get into
as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, if you think that CNN is the only one that's out there right now attacking conservatives with mask mandates and defending Democrats who aren't wearing masks. No, you're wrong. MSNBC said, forget all the mask stuff. We're going to take it a step further. We want to get rid of all states' rights in this country. In fact, MSNBC had an entire conversation about Florida governor saying no to mask mandates and said parents can choose. And now they're saying DeSantis is trying to kill children and we should just take away local rights, city rights, states' rights, and Joe Biden should do it.
So Ron DeSantis, Jonathan Lemire, you know, with this, especially this latest move on masking, I just wonder, can the White House do anything to overrule a governor when he does something incredibly stupid and dangerous for his people? Ron DeSantis, as far as I can tell, doesn't seem stupid. So this seems politically motivated. Yet the children of Florida are the ones who are going to be in danger if schools aren't allowed to make choices about what's going on in their communities. And if there is a COVID outbreak, asking the children to wear masks.
Well, certainly the 2024 Republican politics are the backdrop to all of this, as Dave just said. I mean, the White House expect them to be critical of the decision, but there's a limit to what they can do, you know, since the beginning of this pandemic. And we learned this when President Trump, back in March or last spring, you know, was very deferential to the governors and the states there. There's not so much they can do from the federal level on things like this outside of, say, federal property or things like airports, things like that. But in terms of Florida schools, no, their hands are largely tied, despite the fact that they will mess That of course, children should be wearing masks. The White House has, throughout this pandemic, since Biden has taken over, has really deferred to the CDC. Those are the CDC guidelines. That's what they would want them to do. And you're right, DeSantis, like, he is someone who has said he's encouraged people to take the vaccine. He hasn't perhaps done it as strongly as we've heard from some of his other counterparts. You know, a lot of Republicans in recent weeks have really been out there saying to do so. DeSantis also, we should note, we heard from President Biden last week about some of his plans to get more people to take the vaccines. One of them was to have state and local officials give $100 to people to get those shots. DeSantis says he won't do that, that Florida is not going to be involved in that program, even though other states might. But this,
by the way, you notice what the media is doing here. They're hoping that Governor DeSantis, after being right on lockdowns, after being right on freedom, after being right on having a state that was open up, after being right on all of these basic freedoms in his state, they are begging and hoping and praying that there will be a significant number of people that get infected. They're hoping there will be an outbreak within the schools. They're hoping that all of this will happen. So then they can attack Governor DeSantis, ruin his chances of ever having a shot at running it for the White House, and destroy him as a Republican leader that has been consistently siding on the side of freedom over government tyranny and total control over your life. That is what they are hoping for. And you can hear it in how angry they are, you know, referring to him, how stupid he is, you know, saying, get rid of states' rights, get rid of local rights. Doesn't Joe Biden need to just step in here and say, no, Governor DeSantis, you can't do this? Governor of Florida, the headline says, black school mask mandate says parents can choose. Isn't that freedom? Shouldn't parents be able to choose? Oh, no, we're the media. We need to tell you what you've got to do in every state in America.
This is certainly underscoring the great level of concern right now across the country. As much as the White House is heartened by the increased level of vaccinations we're seeing in a lot of these states that are being hit hard, they've got a long way to go. These cases are surging, hospitals are filling up, and this is suddenly COVID, of course, is refocused as the number one priority for this White House right now, but their hands are tied to what they can do for the state of Florida.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, I love this, by the way.
Yeah, they really are tied. They're tied down there. You might want to move. You might want to leave the state. They're trying to kill you down there, right? You really might want to move and leave because they're probably going to murder you down there because you're idiot governor. This is the same media that didn't even hold Governor Cuomo accountable for actually killing seniors with his rules, changing the numbers, lying about the numbers under criminal investigation. This is the same MSNBC that was totally fine with all of that. And, you know, they're like, well, their hands are really tied. Good luck, Florida. You guys are probably going to die.
Hands are tied to what they can do for the state of Florida.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, this is a stretch, Dave Ehrenberg, but if you're a parent in Florida and you actually don't depend on Facebook for your news,
then they start mocking the right. Just want to make sure you knew who public enemy number one is down there, right? It's conservatives. It's idiots down there. It's the idiots, conservative leaders down there. Yeah, there you go. That's what it is. That's how they're going to treat you. And anybody that says no to their lockdowns that are clearly coming, and they're going to, and they're mandating that, that businesses lock you down, that everybody gets shut up. I mean, the NIH director is prudent to wear masks even if you're vaccinated. This is their new line they pushed over the weekend as he went on all the Sunday shows. This is the NIA director telling you now it is prudent to wear a mask even if you're vaccinated in America.
Right now, it's having a pretty big party in the middle of the country.
Yeah, no, I hope that that's what's happening as well. I have to say, there's some confusion out there about the Biden administration and about the CDC's new guidance that vaccinated Americans need to, again, wear masks indoors in most of the country. Can you clear this up? Do most vaccinated Americans need to wear masks indoors in order to protect themselves and other vaccinated Americans? Or is this primarily about protecting unvaccinated Americans, including children under 12 or people who are refusing to get vaccinated?
It's mostly about protecting the unvaccinated. That's where the real serious risks of illness are. If you're vaccinated right now, your likelihood of getting severely sick is 25-fold reduced. You gave some numbers right before this segment, Jake, about that. The vaccines work extremely well. But the new news, and much of this comes from that outbreak in Barnstable County, Massachusetts, is that vaccinated people are capable of getting the virus in their nose and throat, and they do seem to have high enough levels of virus that they might be contagious. And hence the reason, if you're in a community where this virus is spreading, which is about 75% of counties right now, it is prudent to put on a mask, even if you're vaccinated, just in case you might be somebody who's currently spreading it. And you don't want to do that to kids under 12 or to some of those other folks who remain unvaccinated. It's just good common sense. I know it has confused everybody because it's a change in direction. But if we can step aside from all of the political assumptions, which really don't fit here, and look at the data, that's the data.
That's the data. So just listen to what we're telling you. I know we've been telling you one thing completely opposite the entire time. I know we've been contradicting ourselves. I know that, you know, the president, former president of the United States of America can have 700 of his closest friends over. 700 of his closest friends over to hang out for his big 60th birthday party. I know that the D.C. mayor can go to a wedding this weekend after telling you to mask up and cannot wear a mask. But we can explain that away because maybe it was the toast, so you just take that mask off. I know we've been all over the place, but it's really just common sense. Even if you're vaccinated, put the mask back on, wear that mask. You just need to do it, folks. You just need to do it. It's patriotic to do it. Patriotism. Remember, it's all about protecting your fellow man, your kids. You want to know how crazy this whole thing's gotten? Look right now at what they're saying in Australia, for example. In Australia right now, they actually put out new guidance. And their new guidance that they put out literally said parents need to keep distance from their own children and also wear a mask. Did you hear me? Parents need to keep distance from their own children. That's in Australia.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
thing.
That's the problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
and then
you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, at least I will give a little bit of credit to one person in the media. ABC actually had one of their commentators talking about Biden's mask mandate, saying all of this is just weird.
Where you need national unity or some consensus about what kind of signs, what kind of signals you're going to follow. And you really have the opposite. And look, you can blame the virus for being confusing and for adjusting. Yep. But at this stage, you don't have a reservoir of goodwill that the Biden administration has been able to build up because there's been conflicting information. There's been conflicting advice. The science has been changing. We don't know what zone we're living in or what the mandate's going to be for indoors versus outdoors, vaccinated, unvaccinated. People want their lives back. And Joe Biden told us just a few weeks ago, told the American people that we were about there. We were getting our lives back. Now we're seeing this backslide. We're seeing his advice adjusting. And it is confusing.
You think? I don't know if they even care how confusing it is. I really don't. But you look at ABC News and at least their political director there talking about the politics of this, talking and explaining about how confusing this actually is. You know, this administration's latest mask mandate, it's madness. It is not rooted in logic. Ben Shapiro was on Fox News talking about that, and he explained it brilliantly when he said this.
It is madness, and it's not rooted in anything resembling logic or data. And the simple fact of the matter is that, as you mentioned, Jesse, if you have had the vaccine, you're essentially safe from this virus. And if you haven't had the vaccine at this point, it's been out there for months. You've had every ability to get it. You can get it today if you want it. But you are a rational adult. You can make your own risk assessment. And now whatever happens is on you. The notion that we have to mask up everybody who's vaccinated to protect the unvaccinated, or that whatever Joe Biden says about masking is going to be effective anyway across the country, is asinine on its face. Beyond that, the undermining of confidence in the vaccine is the big takeaway, I think, for a lot of Americans who are sort of on the fence. Mm-hmm. If you go out there and you keep saying over and over and over that people who are vaccinated are still transmitting, people who are vaccinated are still creating risk, a lot of people out there are going to say to themselves, their big takeaway is the vaccine is not working the way that you said it was working, which, of course, is not true. The vaccines are working. They are working to prevent hospitalization. They're working to prevent death. But at a certain point, you have to say to the American people, you're on your own now. Yeah. You know, go back to regular life. The movement of the goalposts here has been astonishing. At the beginning, it was 2 weeks to slow the spread. Don't overwhelm the hospital system. So we did that. Then it was wait until the vaccines are available. Then we did that. And then it was wait until all adults have had the opportunity to get the vaccine. And we did that. So what are the goalposts now other than something that is utterly impossible, zero COVID? And yet that's what the Democrats and the White House seem to be focused in on.
Treatise.
He's right, by the way. They keep moving the goalposts. So what is success? What is failure? Or is it just total control over our lives everywhere we go? Which goes back to exactly what this panel on ABC this week was saying when they talked about the House mask mandates facing an all-out civil disobedience, and there's, quote, no reservoir of goodwill made by the Biden administration.
Respect.
Well, there's something binary going on in Congress. I mean, Republicans are not in the House. I mean, you have basically all-out civil disobedience, it seems, in terms of the requirement for a mask in the House. I mean, how is...
By the way, the Jonathan Klein, who's saying this right now, he's right, and the Republicans in the House are clearly making it an example, as they should, for what we should be doing, what civil disobedience looks like. When Nancy Pelosi ordered that members of Congress be arrested for not wearing a mask, Republicans said, watch this. We're not going to do it. We're not. It's civil disobedience, and we should all be doing this. And that's the point that he's making.
Basically, all-out civil disobedience, it seems, in terms of the requirement for a mask in the House. I mean, how is Nancy Pelosi going to enforce this?
I mean, it's going to be a challenge for her. And I think that, you know, Republicans, some of them at this point are just saying they're going to pay the fine, or they're trying to find out a way to keep from being fined because, you know, Speaker Pelosi has tried to sort of double down on these mask mandates by saying, okay, if you're not following the rules, you know, you could face some of your salary being cut. But I mean, things right now in the House are just totally ugly, not only over this issue, but also, you know, when it comes to the January 6th panel. I mean, you had Pelosi calling Kevin McCarthy a moron this week. You had Kevin McCarthy saying something yesterday about how when he gets the gavel to be speaker, you know, he'll try not to hit her with it, which is just incredibly insane, the type of rhetoric we're seeing right now. Things are really, really heated.
I mean, it does. It's been bad. I remember Gephardt at one point making the joke that when he handed the gavel to Gingrich, that he thought of using it. But I think it was a joke. But I mean, Rick, it is unbelievable. I mean, the Congress actually seems maybe even more divided.
Well, and this is a time where you need national unity or some consensus about what kind of signs, what kind of signals you're going to follow. And you really have the opposite. And look, you can blame the virus for being confusing and for adjusting. Yep. But at this stage, you don't have a reservoir of goodwill that the Biden administration has been able to build up because there's been conflicting information. There's been conflicting advice. The science has been changing. We don't know what zone we're living in or what the mandate's going to be for indoors versus outdoors, vaccinated, unvaccinated. People want their lives back. And Joe Biden told us just a few weeks ago, told the American people that we were about there. We were getting our lives back. Now we're seeing this backslide. We're seeing his advice adjusting. And it is confusing. And I think on the other side, when you get to the politics, it's become a cultural touchstone. When you have people like Ron DeSantis raising money off of anti-Fauci imagery, don't Fauci my Florida is what, yeah, what the T-shirts and the koozies say right now. And you have Republicans who are in outright open defiance of what the federal government is telling you, you have a major clash, and a clash that has public health consequences, not just for people who are unvaccinated, but for people who are vulnerable. The way that Dr. Fauci outlined it today, everyone's health is at risk.
But
I love, by the way, how they end that there, right? Like, well, you know, you've got a real problem here because you've got Republicans that are just saying no, and you've got, you know, DeSantis raising money off Don't Fauci My Florida. I agree with, by the way, what DeSantis is doing. I mean, who doesn't? If you live in Florida, do you want it to become New York? Do you want the rules to look like New York? I would not want them to look that way. I think most of people in Florida say, you can keep your rules in New York and D.C. out of my state. We don't want any of them. Right? I mean, that's if you really want to get down to it, Governor DeSantis has got it right. Now, cases are rising and the left is hoping that all these people die. I mean, we can see that. It's very clear. That's what they want to happen. They want it to become a disaster. They can say, aha, see, we told you so. Aha, we warned you. Aha, we said you needed to listen to us, and you didn't. You should have shut everything down. You should have had the mask mandates. You should have done everything that we told you to do. Right? That's what they were hoping for. That's what they want. They want it to be that in your face. These Republicans that are defying what Nancy Pelosi did in civil disobedience, good. When she starts threatening to arrest people, members of Congress, for not wearing a mask, even if they've been vaccinated, good. I would argue this is a blueprint for what we need to be thinking about moving forward. There are a lot of people that have been vaccinated. This idea I need to wear a mask in my house or around my kids. If I believe that I'm threatening my kids' safety and security, then as an individual, I'll deal with that. But this idea that I must do what they tell me to do, or I am public enemy number one, no. This idea that I got to shut down my businesses again because they tell me to, no. That I'm sorry, I'm not doing it. I'm just never going to comply the way that I did the first go around. And I think most Americans feel the exact same way. You know, people are starting to get angry at Joe Biden's incompetence. They're starting to get angry at people like the mayor in D.C. I think what you're going to see out in California in the recall election there is they're going to get rid of their governor over what he did to their economy. And remember, what they're advocating right now for to happen all over the country is exactly what they advocated for. They want Florida to become California. They believe that the entire nation should do what California and what Michigan and what New York did. They want there to be total lockdowns. Just listen to what CNN had to say about members of Congress, for example, that even question the mask mandates of Nancy Pelosi. They actually say you shouldn't even be allowed to be in Congress if you're this stupid to ask questions about the science behind the mask mandates.
The other senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul, who is tweeting, quote, "No, the government doesn't decide who gets vaccinated. You do. Do not submit to the fear mongers." Kirsten, which message wins out here?
Well, I don't know which message is going to win out. And I think that it would have been helpful also if Republicans would have been putting this message out sooner than they're putting it out. But what Mitch McConnell is saying, contrary to what Rand Paul is alleging, is exactly what Rand Paul says you should do. You decide to get the vaccine. He's not saying that the government's forcing people to get the vaccine, though if the government did force people to get the vaccine, that actually wouldn't be that big of a deal because it happens already. Right. Most of us have been vaccinated with vaccines that are required when we were children to go to school. People who have children have to have vaccines to go to school. So this is not a new thing. And I was listening to the story before. These accusations from the Republicans, they're just so nonsensical. The idea that Democrats are somehow trying to force them and control them to wear masks. Like, what's the master plan here? That Democrats walk around wearing masks so they can make you wear a mask? Like, can we please use our heads here? This is nonsensical. And the members of Congress who are saying the things that they're saying, like, which is it? Is it we wear a mask or we get vaccinated? Oh, I'm so confused. If you're that confused over what's happening, you shouldn't be in Congress because you're not smart enough. Okay.
You shouldn't be in Congress because you're not smart enough. So we'll just mock your intelligence, tell you you're stupid if you ask any questions about the logic of what Fauci and the NIH or anybody else says. We'll just mock the hell out of you and say you're too stupid to be in Congress. This is how they're going to try to get control of all of us through mask mandates. If you question them, they will berate you, they will mock you, they will attack you. That's what they're going to do. All right, if you're listening to this, our podcast, remember you can subscribe for free and you can listen each and every day. Make sure you share this with your family and friends on social media. Tell them about the Ben Ferguson Show, our podcast that we do each and every day. I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.